And then he goes on to two verses from Romans. Now listen to this, listen to this. He says, it says in Romans, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and there's none righteous, no, not one. Sure, it does say that, but it says that about a sinner. He just didn't read far enough. He got stuck down in Romans 3. If he'd got onto Romans 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, he'd been flying. Now listen, I'm not laughing at him. I was there for years. I prayed God that the Holy Ghost would get this young man away from where he is before he gets to be 50. Where he could live like this young man right here. Let me read to you what this guy said. This is one of the greatest statements. I only know the Holy Ghost could have written this. He said, I guess 300 sins in question 9, 10 acts of righteousness, and number 10, at the end of the tape, I asked God to show me what he was trying to say to me. Now listen to this. This is one of the greatest sermons I've ever heard in my life. This is revelation, if God can give you this. He said, I know the voice of God as you've spoken to me many times, but I never heard him say to me what he said that night. In a voice I'll never forget, God said to me, Joe, if you never win another soul to Christ, if you never have another quiet time, if you never pray to me again or read my word, if you never do one thing for me as long as you live, I love you through all eternity with my everlasting love. You're as righteous as my son Jesus Christ, and I accept you just the way you are. Now, I want to tell you something. If we don't have that as the foundation of our Christian life, we'll never build a Christian life. It'll come tumbling down if it is built upon sin consciousness. Now, the Holy Spirit usually uses, best of all, the Word of God. And I want you to turn to the Word of God with me. Let's start in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Now, remember this. Now, listen. Let me ask you a question. When the Holy Spirit comes to convict you of sin, and you receive his conviction, what do? Eh? You admit it, right? I have done wrong, and you accept the forgiveness. Right, now listen. What we're after tonight is not for the Holy Spirit to convict anybody of sin, primarily. If he wants to do it, he can do this. But what we're aiming at tonight, sometimes the Holy Spirit does other things, is to allow the Holy Spirit to convict us of what Jesus Christ says about us now, if we are born again Christians. That's what we're after tonight. Now listen. Just like a man can resist the conviction of the Holy Spirit about sin, a person can resist the conviction of the Holy Spirit about righteousness. We can say, like this young man, I don't think he's resisting. I think he's searching. I don't find in this letter, and I'm going to write him. I'm going to take time. I'm going to send him the letter of this other guy. Because at the end of this letter, he told me, if you can use this, use it. And I want to send him to somebody who heard the same sermon and show him what the reaction was. But listen, if you can receive the gift of righteousness tonight, that's all this young man did. He received the gift of righteousness. He said, God, what are you trying to say to me? And God said, I'm trying to say to you that you are righteous as Jesus Christ is righteous, and I like you just like you are. You don't have one thing to do that you might be loved by me throughout all the ages of eternity. Let me finish reading this letter, because I think you need to hear the whole letter. Master Lord, right then it seemed like 1,000 pounds of self-condemnation, guilt, shame, bitterness, rejection was taken off my heart and taken to the bottom of the sea. The love of God flooded my soul. Joy unspeakable filled my heart. I saw for the first time in it, seems like an eternity, that God loves me for who I am, not based on my performance. True to the word of God, John 8, 31, 32, the truth has set me free. Finally, I'm free to be myself, not what others want me to be, or even what I think God wants me to be. I'm free to let Christ glorify himself through Joe Finrock. What did he do? He just received the gift of righteousness. You can't reign in life without receiving the gift of righteousness. So I want you to listen now as we go through this, so that the Holy Ghost, I can't convict you of sin, and I can't convict you of righteousness. I can't convict you of anything. That's something God's got to do. And I hope you're open for conviction tonight, okay? The conviction of sin drives you to your knees. The conviction of righteousness drives you to your feet, shouting like this young man shouted in this letter. See? And just praising the Lord.